scared of how.
Yeah, but he might use that same word you just said.
God.
In church, the minister preaches a
sermon.
And the organ plays
music.
And the, you might say, oh, that was a what wedding?
Beautiful wedding.
Okay. What is a folk song that tells a story called, beginning with a B? It's also the name of a manufacturer of flour. Ballad?
Ballad flour.
Okay. Have you ever heard a hymn called a ballad? You just call it a hymn most of the time, would you?
Yes.
Okay. A person is going to church, and on the way to church he has a flat tire. So he says, oh dear, church will be over. What? I get there.
Before I get my tire fixed.
Yeah. Or church will be over, would you say, by the time I get there?
Yeah. Church will be over before I can get there, or by the time I can get there.
Okay. God's adversary is Satan, or...
the devil.
Uh-huh. Do you know any other words for the devil? If somebody didn't want to say devil, you might call him old something more. You heard any of those words?
Yeah, but I can't recall right
now. Okay.
Bad man.
Alright. What are some names that might be used to frighten children with? Like you might say, you better be good, or the
boogerman will get you.
Is that the same thing as the devil, or is the boogerman something different?
It's the same thing, I believe.
Okay. What do you call spirits? Like somebody might say, I'm afraid to walk by the cemetery because I'm afraid of...
the dead, I mean, they...
yeah, but what's the name for the spirit?
Uh-huh. Spirits there, you know, the dead people.
Okay, would you ever call them ghosts or spooks?
Yeah,
or
ghosts, spooks.
Okay. Have people ever seen any around here? People ever talk about around here?
They talk about it, but I don't know where they've seen any or not.
What do you call a house where a ghost might live?
Haunted house.
Okay. On a fall afternoon, when it hasn't really gotten cold yet, but it's getting that way, you might say, I think I'll put on a sweater because it's getting what?
Cooler.
Yeah, or it's getting what? Cold.
Cold. Getting colder.
Yeah, but if it's not quite cold, you say it's getting something cold.
Ready to frost.
Well, would you say kind of cold or sort of cold?
Yeah, getting kind of cold or sort of cold.
Okay. You might say, I'd prefer not to go, or I'd what not to go?
I'd rather not go.
If you're greeting a person when you're especially glad to see him, you might say, I'm what glad?
So glad to see you.
Okay. What might you say in strong affirmation of something? Will you do it? And you're glad to do it. You say, well...
I'd be happy to.
Okay. What's one word you could say that would mean the same thing? Well, somebody says, will you do it? And you say, why?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. If somebody asks you to do something and you want to emphasize the fact that you can do it, you might say, why I what can?
Why, yes, I can.
Okay. Would you ever say, I sure can?
I sure can, yeah.
All right. Let's see. When are yes, sir, and yes, ma'am used? Ma'am and sir?
To an older person, older than Arthur. It used to be more the teachers and, you know, older folks.
People in authority?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. I think so, but it's...
You'd say ma'am and sir to the President of the United States.
Yeah.
That would have to be sir, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We'd say ma'am.
Children don't, the teachers and all, like they used to, I don't think.
No, I think it's dying out. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's bad.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a form of respect, isn't mm-hmm. it? If somebody asks you something and you're not sure exactly how to answer it, would you ever say, well,